Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. Our guest today is the remarkable Dawn Tolman of the United States, a talented public speaker, author, and nutritional researcher who is widely known as the Indiana Jones of Whole Foods. Mr. Tolman also teaches children ancient wisdom and learning principles at his school, the Imagination Academy. Mr. Tolman, who believes that all humans can enjoy a healthy life through proper diet, clean air, sunshine, and plenty of water, has completed 3 extended fasts, including a watermelon fast that lasted 90 days. Also, in 1995, after a 40-day water fast, Dawn drank a liter of fresh-squeezed grape juice and then ran a 42-kilometer marathon, a magnificent feat that was documented on film. Mr. Tolman promotes healthy living through training courses, lectures, books, and radio and TV talk shows. He has also written The Pharmacist Desk Reference, a comprehensive guide to using whole foods as medicine.
What if it comes down to you eating good, fresh, whole foods the way the ancients saw it and believed it? They believed that everything happened in tripartites, or parts of three, like your finger has 3 sections. Your arm has 3 sections. Your leg, you have a foot and a calf and a thigh, 3 sections. And then they looked out at the earth and they saw that it came in threes. There were foods that grew under the ground, on the ground, and above the ground that you had to reach for. And they target at those levels all through the body. Vertically is how they divided the body. Bottom of the feet to the navel was the basement. Navel to the throat was the main floor. Throat to the top of the head were the upper rooms. So fruits and nuts target here. Foods that you can walk off the main floor target all of the anatomical sites and physiologies here. Foods from under the ground target the deepest foundations of health.
Mr. Tolman has much to share about healing.
Right. Health and healing really needs to come down to self-care. Right. And understanding the principles of health, not the attack of disease. Disease means discomfort, and discomfort comes from an offense in the body. In fact, the word symptom literally means a sign or a signal of something else, a sign or a signal of an offense. Like if you feel nauseous.
Dawn Tolman believes our modern society has mistakenly replaced natural cures with artificial ones.
They know that 90% of all headaches is caused by dehydration of the brain because you don't drink enough water. The brain only hydrates with water from the stomach, not through the bloodstream. There's a blood-brain barrier. Capillary precipitation from the stomach when you drink water occurs within 20 seconds of drinking the water. The brain is 93% water. It gets first dibs on all water that enters into the body, goes up. If people would drink 1 quart or 1 liter of water if they have a headache and wait 12 to 16 minutes, 95% of the time they would not have a headache.
Really?
But instead they run and get a pain pill, a headache pain pill that deadens the nerves, doesn't hydrate, and so now the headache's worse the next time they have it, but that's okay. They'll take 2 pain pills, then 3 pain pills. Then they're taking so many pain pills, they run to the doctor where they can get a prescription where one is worth 5. Now they feel better because they're back to 1. And that's how the whole thing starts, and we poison ourselves without knowing it. We're not taught. It's just like cancer. Cancer's not the enemy. In 1908 in the United States, 1 in 8,000 people died of cancer. We declared war on cancer in the United States 47 years ago with an announcement from the President of the United States on the White House lawn. We have now fought cancer for 47 years. We spent $258 billion in 2008. We spent over $3 trillion just in the United States. We've never had one cure.
Why do cancers form in the body?
If you look up the word cancer, it means rot and decay. The number one cause of rot and decay is feeding upon the carcasses of dead animals that are in a state of rot and decay. And when you get into it, what you find out is cancer is your friend. it's a protective response to rotten decay. And all you need to do is clear the house, and the cancer goes away because it's no longer needed to build a tumor to house the offense. Otherwise, it could harm you and even kill you. So it builds tumors. It creates it. Not turning against you, not fighting you, trying to contain the filth that's in the house. You go in and cut it out, and you keep doing what you're doing, 12, 18 months later, you're going to have three more as a backup. Then you irradiate it. Then you do chemo. People don't die of cancer. They die of the treatments of cancer.
When we return, Mr. Tolman will continue to share his knowledge about health and nutrition. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, where we're featuring the gifted public speaker, author, and nutritional researcher from the U.S., Mr. Don Tolman.
And when you feed on the dead carcass, you're literally eating neurochemicals that were produced in the brain of that animal in an emotional state. It's still in there. There's a chemistry in animals that they've identified called cadaverines. The cadaverines sit in the body in the alimentary canal, which used to be called the river of life or the river of death, depending what you were floating down the canal or the river. If it sits in your body for more than 72 hours, the cadaverine chemistry is breaking out and going all through your bloodstream, the lymph stream, interstitial tissues, goes to organs, joints. You look at the top 95% of all human diseases, it's typically caused by eating foodless foods, drinking lifeless drinks, and feeding on the carcasses of dead things. It used to be taught how to cleanse the body. Some cultures referred to it, would have been transliterated to the English as temple work, a living temple work. It was house cleaning. And most people don't understand house cleaning anymore. So over time and distance, they start to break down and rot and decay from what they're doing.
According to Mr. Tolman, nutrition derived from plants is truly extraordinary.
If you eat plants, you're getting everything that you need. Most people don't even realize every single plant on the earth has every vitamin, every mineral, every enzyme, which is just another word for proteins, that your body needs. You could live on grass and be perfectly healthy. Cultures have done it.
Wow.
You could live on apples. You could live on apricots. You could live on good, real rice. You could live on real wheat. You could live on kamut. You could live on any plant food and get everything that you possibly need. Every plant has it, just in different concentrations and forms. It's just like cows, oxen, big, strong, pulling a plow. Where do they get their protein? All they eat is grass. Horses, they eat grass. Elephants, they eat grass. Gorillas, they have 99% of our same DNA. They eat fruit and leaves. They're the strongest animal on the earth. Where do they get their protein? Where do they get their omega-3s and omega-6s? They don't even have pycnogenol.
After years of in-depth research, in 2006, Don released the Pharmacist Desk Reference, a two-volume, 1,600-page encyclopedia on healthy living and the use of whole foods as medicine.
Wow.
I've actually lived among certain cultures that hold on to and embrace some of the most ancient pearls of wisdom that were handed down through writings and oral traditions, cultures that were long-lived and disease-free. Those were the nuggets that I've been after my whole life. It has the principles of health that were taught anciently by your ancestors in these different cultures around the world. They knew it was common knowledge. It was common sense. Thank you. So this is it here. A lot of nuggets in here from the ancient past about wisdom of health, even house cleaning through fasting, eating certain plants to target through signatures. And that's why I come up with volume two, was to talk about whole foods and the signatures of the foods. They knew what foods targeted within their bodies, like a sliced carrot looks like it has a pupil with an iris and radiating line, so they knew that carrots were good for the eyes. A tomato's red and has four chambers.
Right.
The heart's red and has four chambers. And so they knew that tomatoes were good for the heart. Now today's investigative observational studies show that's true. A walnut looks like it has a left and right hemisphere. It's got the wrinkles on top of it, just like the convoluted juridic folds of the neocortex of the upper shell of the brain. Upper cerebrums, lower cerebellums. And now we know that walnuts are pure brain food. Celery looks just like a bone, snaps like a bone. Now there's published studies showing that if you eat 3 to 4 stalks of celery every day for about 6 months, you can remiss some of the worst cases of osteoporosis. Celery has 21% sodium. The bones are 21% sodium. Perfect match. It's no accident we call them kidney beans. They target the kidneys for healing and repair.
Wow.
An avocado. An avocado looks like a womb and a cervix, has one swollen seed just like a woman who's pregnant. And now they know that the good fats in an avocado protects the myelin sheath, especially of the female body, which balances emotions and strength during pregnancy and even delivery, prevents cervical cancers, distensions of the womb, prolapse of the uterus. And it takes 9 months to grow an avocado from blossom to ripen fruit. It's almost like these things were meant for us. So that's why I have these two volumes, to bring people back.
Books and DVDs by Dawn Tolman are available at www.dawntolmaninternational.com. We would like to thank Mr. Tolman for providing his views on healing and vibrant living through the use of whole foods and natural cures. Thank you, intelligent viewers, for joining us for this edition of Healthy Living. Enlightening entertainment is next after Noteworthy News. May all people on Earth remember their original inner noble quality and follow an organic vegan lifestyle.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.